It's time for Middletown Blue Raider football on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Middletown Pharmacy, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, the Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Brownstone Cafe, Jack's Auto Sales, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, the Black Horse Tavern, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, and the Hetrick Center. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew. And good evening, everyone, and welcome out to Elliottsburg, Pennsylvania, in the heart of Perry County. John Wilsbach alongside Steve Leedy. Tonight, it's the Middletown Blue Raiders at 2-0, taking on the 0-2 West Perry Mustangs. Middletown with wins over Lower Dauphin and Northern West Perry. Big, tough losses against two good teams in Palmyra and East Pennsboro. When we come back, Brian Kaiser talks to Brett Myers, head coach of Middletown. That's when we return after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network. Okay, you're going to play five.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Middletown head football coach Brett Myers. Coach, great start to the season. And last week, a shutout victory over Northern seemed like a lot of things really working well for the team, both offensively, defensively. Just talk about the quick start your team has had. What's been the real catalyst for it?
You know, our kids, we got a nice group of seniors that have taken this all season into the preseason and now into the regular season very serious, and they're doing a great job leading the group and trying to represent Middletown in a way that everybody would expect.
The offense last week, I mean, everyone is quite aware of, you know, the running game, and you've got a lot of different weapons. Let's talk about that offensive line, though, because the importance with continuity and guys who really trust each other up front, and I think that group that you have up front right now on the offensive line works so well and gels as a unit?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, four of those guys have been three-year starters that have played next to each other in different combinations. I mean, we've moved some guys around to try to fit their personalities and our scheme the best we could. But four of those guys have been together for 3 years. And then Malik Noon, a two-year starter, so he's been with them from two. And then you add in Brendan Douglas, who's the first-year starter, doing a great job gelling with the older guys and really taking pride in the workmanlike attitude that they have.
On the defensive side, especially one guy you got back last week, Hunter Landis, who's a guy who is very important to any defense. And what does he add to this team? What element does he bring that is not there maybe when he's not available?
Well, you know, he brings confidence to the kids because of his physical ability. But probably the thing that most people miss is how he sets up the defense. And he spends so much time studying film and talking with Coach Souders, the linebacker coach, on what to look for. That, you know, he's kind of the quarterback of our front eight.
Let's talk about your quarterback, because Chase Snavely really has taken that next step, it appears, where he is a confident quarterback. He's a guy who is leading this team effectively. What have you seen from him this year that really tells you he's taken that next step?
Well, you know, last year, I mean, he had a great year for us, and he had to handle some difficulties with some of the stuff we're doing offensively. And, you know, that experience has just, you know, paid such dividends for him. I mean, what an amazing kid. You know, if he was playing in a different system or for maybe for a different coach, you know, he'd probably be throwing for 2,500 yards with his abilities. But, you know, he's so unselfish and he's such a good leader that, you know, he puts the team first. And, you know, it's a nice feeling knowing that we have a quarterback and a leader like that, that when it's time, you know, he'll be able to throw the ball 20, 25 times in a game when needed. And when it's not, you know, he's the first one to allow somebody else to do what they need to do to shine. And, you know, it's just being a great, humble leader that he is.
West Perry's the opponent tonight. Team that's gotten blown out in their first two games, but by two very good opponents, Palmyra and East Pennsboro, both very respectable opponents. What is it about West Perry that worries you?
Well, you know, their size is always impressive, but like you said, they're kind of battle-tested. Those two teams are both playoff teams last year who came out of the blocks. They're both undefeated, and, you know, they've had some competition there that it's kind of tough to say that we've had. And, you know, and they're going to be a well-coached, very physical team that is going to, you know, cause some problems in some different areas.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks, Brian.
Middletown head football coach Brett Myers back with more after this here in the pregame show here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL.
DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach, Steve Leedy, studio producer Darren Rank, and Damar Parker. It's West Perry versus Middletown. Game three of the regular season. And we'll step out. When we come back, it's kickoff. The Blue Raiders and the Mustangs here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up home-style meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Welcome back to Elliottsburg in Perry County. John Wilsbach alongside Steve Leedy, Middletown Blue Raider football. Glad to have you along. Middletown tonight in the white jerseys with the blue pants and the gold helmets. West Perry in the green jerseys with the white pants. We've seen some great battles over the years, Steve Leedy, between this Middletown and West Perry team. Last couple years has been Middletown's kind of run on things, but certainly West Perry getting off to a rough start, playing two of the toughest teams next to Middletown in this division.
Yeah, West Perry certainly had a couple of tough opponents, Palmyra and East Pennsboro, two of the better teams in the Capital Division. Lost 35-7 to Palmyra, 39-7 to East Pennsboro. This is a West Perry team looking to rebuild. They actually have had 2-0-10 seasons the last 2 years and start off 0-2 here this year so far. So their last win actually came in 2013, the last game of the season. They beat Susquehanna 19-16. But this has been a pretty even series over the history of these two schools. 8-6, Middletown has the edge in this series. So this is meeting number 15. Last year it was Middletown 45-7 over the Mustangs, and the prior years were 39-7 and 21-7, and West Perry's last win was in 2012 in a 35-26 victory. First meeting between these two teams were 1996, where Middletown won 42-0.
Well, and of course we all recall the Mid-Penn championship game here, the divisional championship game against West Perry back during the Mike Dongai era. Moussa Smith playing here.
Yeah, it was on a Saturday afternoon, I believe.
It was indeed.
And it was standing room only here. Middletown got a 16-7 win on that afternoon, and that was to clinch a Mid-Penn whatever it was, division title. Not sure. I don't even know what the numbers now would be, because the Colonial Division kind of now is Mid-Penn 3, you could say, but it's all those teams that are out on the west side or the south side west of the Susquehanna River, like Gettysburg and Northern and this West Perry team as well. So the Capital Division is kind of like three east, you could say nowadays, but here we are about set for football. It's going to be Jake Quaker to kick things off for West Perry, back deep for Middletown. It's going to be Mills, Stettler, and Thompson are all back there. So West Perry will kick off. There's a short kick headed towards the sideline, and it is going to bounce out of bounds. So Middletown will take over on their own 35-yard line to start this ballgame.
And this is what Middletown can expect all season. Teams kicking away from Mills, kicking away from Thompson. Raiders are going to make them kick it again.
Ah.
And you're just going to see this game in and game out. Teams are going to go more short along the side, try to keep it out of their hands. You know, a big key on this game is, as much as Middletown doesn't want to look past this West Perry team to next week, the fact is they are playing East Pennsboro, a team they played last year in the playoffs. It's going to be a big battle next week. They can't look past West Perry, but they want to get out in this game quick, fast, furious, get some guys rested, because they have some guys a little banged up right now, especially their running backs. So they want to get this lead up quick and try to get this game in the books fast so they can rest for next week.
Quaker will try it again. Again, it heads towards the sideline, and it goes out of bounds. Stettler actually tried to field it before it went out of bounds, but lucky for Middletown, the flag was thrown.
Yeah, in fact, I think that's the argument with some of the coaches right now. They're saying, hold on, that ball was still in bounds when he grabbed it, and you were already throwing the flag and blowing the whistle. It was close, and I don't know why Stettler was trying to grab it.
Yeah, Stettler totally should have just stayed away from that.
He won the whistle on that one, because that official, I thought, was premature at blowing that one out of bounds. But this is what we're seeing right now from Jake Quaker.
So
now at this point, you've got to kick it as deep as you can. He's given these little fluffy 25-yarders down on the near side, and you can't let it go out of bounds again, and you certainly got to get it past midfield.
So for the third time, we'll try to get this game underway. Quaker will approach, and now he'll just straight squib it right up the field. Dylan Andre will fall on it at the 47-yard line of Middletown. So good opening field position here for Middletown.
Yeah, and if you're going to kick it that way, then why aren't you lining up like an onside kick, which they didn't. They lined up in the regular formation, and it was pretty much a small onside squib, so you might as well at least try to get it back. But they are on artificial turf here, so the ball took a perfect bounce right to Andre, and he went down on it.
Wing end slot to the right, wide left is Mills. Snavely shotgun with Thompson beside him. Snavely going to look to throw. He rolls and will throw, caught, Hughes midfield, turns upfield, and will get out of bounds close to the West Perry 45-yard line, a gain of about 8 yards on the play, the pass play from Snavely to Ryan Hughes.
Well, we saw Brady Fox last week in the second half of the game, a big ice pack on his shoulder, and Thompson was, you know, a fantastic game last week, but a little nicked up, and I think we're going to see more of that passing game in tonight's contest than the running game.
Stettler in motion, high snap, but it's pulled down, given to Thompson, cuts, and flags will be thrown all over the place. Likely a hold against Middletown, as Thompson stopped after a gain of just one, but this is going to go back, and it depends on where this one was. It's going to be a couple yards in the backfield where the foul was spotted.
Beautiful night here in Perry County. A little bit of that sunset daylight over the mountain to the west of us. Temperatures get a little cooler.
Yeah, we got some cloud cover here, yeah. So we won't be able to see the harvest moon here tonight.
It's all right. A little cloud cover, you won't get the super cold, chilly at nighttime. But
do you know what the harvest moon is, John?
All I know is the last two nights that moon's been bright.
The harvest moon is the last full moon before fall, or before the fall equinox.
Oh, we saw him driving out through here on 850 harvesting the corn.
Another high snap pulled down, though. Brady Fox breaking tackles midfield, 45, and almost gets a first down. That's the toughness that you get from Brady Fox going right up the middle and getting about 14 yards, enough for the first down.
Good run, good strong run. He'll go back off the field now. They want to try to limit his use. Don't need to bang that shoulder up too hard. Especially when you're going down on, you know, turf. You get a chance to go down, stand on, see how hard it is.
First down and 10, and flags are thrown before this is even snapped. Probably some sort of legal formation, legal substitution, too many men on the field. Somebody line up offsides.
Well, must be against West Perry.
Yeah, offsides against West Perry.
Because Thompson was in motion from the near side to the far side. He turned around, looked at the ref like, hey, what did I do? I didn't cut up yet.
So first and 5 for Middletown. West Perry, 38-yard line. Leach in motion. Play fakes. Navely looking to throw. Hits Leach. 28-yard line. Makes the catch. 25. Dodges tackle. 20. Finds the sideline. 10. 5. And touchdown. Trey Leach on a 38-yard touchdown pass from Chase Snavely, and Middletown on the board first here at 6-0.
Great job by Leach going across the middle, and when he made the catch, he was about to get hit, and he put the brakes on just for a quick half second, got himself past the defender then, and took off down the sideline. Great reaction off the catch. First, it was a perfect pass as Leach was going left to right across the field. And just that quick reaction when he caught it to see the defender about to hit him and quick slow up.
Extra point on the way. It is up, and it is good. We'll take timeout. 10:41 left to play in the first quarter. It is Middletown 7, West Perry nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. PA 853-972.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
7-0 Middletown as Cuneo will kick it away. Quaker fields it at the 15-yard line, makes a move, 25, headed towards the sideline, now cuts back upfield, and Leach gets his hand in there and helps with the tackle out to the West Perry 39-yard line.
Good speed by Quaker. Saw everything in front of him kind of crunching toward the middle, made a couple moves to start cutting toward the outside, and it was Leach who's just passing by the opposite way with a little blocking, got the arm out and enough to snag him just long enough to get the help from 2-3 other players to make that tackle. But good field position here to start for the West Perry offense at their own 39.
Dom Salinetro is the quarterback for this West Perry team. We'll also see Cameron May at times take the snaps, trips to the left side, man in motion, so four receivers over to that side. It's going to be a quick pass. That's actually May, and it's overthrown and incomplete.
Well, and he's going to realize real fast he's got no time back there in the pocket because Hunter Landis shot through the gap and was immediately coming in on him. So Salinetro knows that he's either going to have to roll out and get rid of it, as we saw last week with Northern, or he better make that quick decision just off the snap where he's throwing that football, or he's going to get nailed by these big boys for Middletown down front.
It's going to be May still in there at quarterback, second down and 10. He'll take the snap, looks left side, quick slant, and it is incomplete. Looking to get it to Joey Reisinger, but incomplete.
Dustin Holloman with the coverage on that time and a slant. Now, he's throwing to the left side, and you've got big Tristan Maxwell there, and Maxwell putting them arms up, So he had to throw it a little bit higher than he wanted to on a slant. Normally, that's a, you know, a high percentage pass when you're hitting on someone. But because he had to get it over Maxwell's hands, it was just too much out of reach.
So man, the shotgun here on third down and 10. West Perry at their own 39-yard line. He'll take snap, rolls to the left side. They had trips over that way. Now looking to tuck and run, and he'll step up in the pocket and get hit at about the 41. Gets forward to the 42, and it'll be fourth down. West Perry will have to punt the football away.
Well, he rolled out, but he had four receivers starting on that left side. You've got to find someone quickly. And that just says right there that the Raider defensive secondary solid so far. Good coverage, playing it tight, not allowing him to see anyone. And, of course, he had a little pressure, had to get rid of it.
May also, the punter here, is West Perry has to rush the 12th guy or the 11th guy onto the field. He gets set. Now they are ready. Tyre Mills back inside the 25-yard line for Middletown. There's the snap. May will put the boot to it and kicks it away from Mills over 25-yard line. Mills tries to pick it up and has to fall on it. He did get it back, but a dangerous play there from Tyre Mills.
Well, I mentioned this last week with Mills, and this is going to be a problem all season. The coaches are going to have to stay in his head. He wants that ball so badly because he knows he's a dangerous return guy, and he knows the teams are punting it away from him. But when he does get the opportunity to get it, he so wants to take off that he's already looking upfield before that ball is completely secured in his arms. We saw last week right here, he saw it take a funny bounce, came towards him, even though guys were in his face. Hey, I'm going to try to pick it up. It bounced out of his hands, but luckily he got back on it. He wants to run that ball back bad.
So the Raiders will have it here, first down and 10. Handoff, Fox up the middle, big hole, 30, 35, 40. Midfield, still on his feet, runs a guy over, dropped the football, but did it bounce right back up into
yes.
his breadbasket? Yes, it did. At the West Perry 37-yard line.
Big gaping hole on that right side. You could have driven a truck through that one. That offensive line just spread them open on the right side. Rattleball, one of those guys moving them out.
Gain of 44, first down and 10 for Middletown. Play fake, Snavely will throw down across the middle. Mills tips it up and somehow gets it and tackled at the 5-yard line. He tipped it up to himself, and then it was up for grabs between him and the defender back there, but Mills finally rips it down and then reaches forward to the 5-yard line, a gain of 32.
Well, both he and the defender, and I didn't catch which one it was, came down with it. They both had it in their arms. But he won the battle and ripped it out. Way to stay with the play. Now we get a stoppage on the snap. Yeah, I don't know how he came down with that.
Offsides is the call here against West Perry. That's going to move it down to the 2 or the 3-yard line, depending on where exactly it was. We'll say it's on the 3 right now. So yeah. First and goal from the 3.
You just let Thompson take it on in around the side.
Thompson's a deep man. He's going to get the pitch, going to the right side, breaks the tackle, walks into the end zone for the touchdown. Jalen Thompson, a 3-yard touchdown run, and Middletown leads 13-0.
Well, we were talking coming out that this could be a mercy rule game for Middletown, and so far they are dominating 2 scores here in this first.
That's the kind of game you want before a big game, which
yeah.
we have next week.
Yeah, that's the key. You know, we talk about East Pennsboro next week. You want these guys to get a little conditioning in, but you don't want them to get banged up. You want them to get that mercy. Let the second team take over after that.
Joe Cuneo in for the PAT. Snap, hold, kick is up, and it is good. So we will step out. 8:37 on the play in the first quarter. It's Middletown 14, West Perry nothing. Back in for this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have 2 locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Welcome back to Mustang Field here at West Perry. Joey Riesinger with the return. Gets it out to the 32-yard line.
Middletown's defense back out there. Solid in their first stand. The offense already 2 for 2 in this one. Let's see what the defense does. They're lining up 4-man front.
Going to be May still in there at quarterback. He's going to hand it right up the middle. Only getting a yard or two. We'll see.
Puchalski.
Yep, Gabe Puchalski.
He's a senior, 5'11".
I have about 7 guys written down for, for West Perry. He was not one of them.
He's a big fullback. That's what he's there for.
And a fumble on the snap, or on the handoff attempt, and we'll see who comes up with it. It looks like Middletown has the football. I think Maxwell came out with it.
Indeed. Raiders putting on some heavy hits early on, and they get the football back in great field position.
Well, I don't know if that one was attributed to a heavy hit.
An ugly exchange?
Ugly exchange,
is that what I should say?
Yeah, that one was
It was right near the line, so I really couldn't see how well it was being moved about.
So Middletown at the West Perry 33-yard line, slot left, wide right. Snavely takes the snap. In some trouble, we'll have to tuck and run, and gets across the 30. It's about 4 yards to the 29-yard line, where it'll be 2nd and 6.
Well, good pursuit there by Marshall Putt, 6'2", but 300 pounds, and he lands on Snavely from behind, taking him down on the tackle. Nice tackle, but as a quarterback, you don't like when a 300-pounder lands on you.
No, that cannot feel good.
Uh-uh.
2nd down. And 6. Snavely trying to hand it off to Thompson, but Thompson was too far forward, and it was an ugly exchange. But he eventually did get the football, gets it for just a 1 yard gain.
Yeah, ugly is the word on that one because he was in front of him by a couple steps, and Thompson actually stopped and then, like, stepped back a half step and reached out, like, here, hand it forward to me.
Fox in here's setback double wing formation. Mills wide to the right side. Play action. Snavely looking to throw. Tosses. Stetler caught. 15, 10, 5. Tight roping it down the sideline. And they're going to say he stepped out at the 4-yard line.
Another great eye by Snavely. Seeing him cut across the middle into the flats on the right side. Perfect catch. Turned it upfield. Little pressure on him on that side. Tried to stay in bounds as much as he could. And they pushed him out, or he stepped out there at the 4 as he was diving toward the end zone.
So first down and goal for Middletown at the 4. The Raiders already lead here 14-0 with 6:46 to play in the first quarter. Split backfield. Meyerski and Fox in the backfield. Fox gets the give. Goes left side, right up the middle. Touchdown. 20-0, Middletown leads. This is a 4-yard touchdown run for Brady Fox. And Cuneo will come in and try to make it 21.
And Mayerski, some nice blocking, leading the way there. Trey Michael down in the trenches, moving them out. They literally, it looked like men versus boys on that line movement that time. They just pushed everyone out of the way.
Cuneo in for the extra point. Snap. Hold it down. The kick is up. Was it partially blocked? I'm not sure. Somebody got in there, but it was no good. It was wide to the right side. So we'll take timeout. 6:42 left to play first quarter. Middletown 20, West Perry nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder. Not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Kickoff from Middletown takes it out to the 22-yard line, so that's where the Mustangs will start this drive.
And they have been unable to do anything against this tough Middletown D.
Quick pass over the middle, incomplete. They were looking to get it to Riesinger.
Yeah, almost got picked off by Hunter Landis. He was right there in on the action. This is going to be a long night for West Perry fans, and about the only bright spot, I smelled some good food down there in the end zone area. See some of that smoke cooking off as well in the distance.
Second down 10, slot to the right, wide left. Handoff is to Quaker, trying to go and juke and jive up the middle. Gets about 2 yards to the 24-yard line.
They juked and jived, but Landis was the one who got him again. Almost got past him, but as he went down, he held onto that ankle for dear life. They're getting the call from the sideline. Assistant coach, J.J. Ortiz, former Middletown player, the defensive coordinator. Used to be one of our boys on WMSS years ago.
May looking to throw on third down. We'll toss it. That is caught for a first down. That is Jake Quaker on the catch.
LaRon Woody gave him too much room. A little blown coverage here. And Jake Quaker, 6'5", 200 pounds. He's a great size, great target size. He was open on that right side.
Gain of 14 yards out to the 38-yard line. That'll be first down and 10 for the Mustangs.
They're going to put four receivers again on that left side.
You're going to hand it off right up the middle as Puchalski, and he'll get hit right at the line of scrimmage, but is able to keep his momentum going forward and gets 2 yards across the 40, give him 3 to the 41.
A big fullback. They think that maybe they can pull a lot of the defense to the far side of the field and maybe find him a hole to bust through. He's getting a little bit out of it, but not enough. They're going to keep going with that four receiver set on the left.
Yep, four receivers over to the left side. May under center. Going to be a keeper for May, trying to break a tackle. Does so, gets a first down into Middletown territory to the 49-yard line. A gain of 10 on the keeper for Cameron May.
Nice job. Made up his mind immediately to go to the left side of the center. And Griffin Radabaugh had a chance at him there and all of a sudden realized, hey, he's got the ball. And by that time, it was too late to get the hands on him and pull him down. This is what West Perry is going to have to do to try to stay in this game. They're going to have to keep mixing it up, little things that maybe will keep this Middletown defense off guard.
First down and 10. Handoff up the middle. That is Quaker, and he makes a couple moves, makes a couple guys miss, and gets to the 40-yard line, a gain of 9 yards.
Yeah, they needed Hunter Landis again to come make that tackle, but Terrence Quaker, just a sophomore, 5'8". He's quick. Then only 130 pounds. But I'm sure they're excited about him for the next couple years. Hopefully he'll get a little more weight, a little more speed, a little more size, strength, and he could be a good running back that we'll be seeing against Middletown next season.
Actually, they gave enough for the first down there, first and 10 at the 39-yard line, and now we've got a flag on the snap here. 4:19 left to play in first quarter, 20-0 Middletown with the lead. West Perry with by far their best drive of the game here, and Middletown, West Perry lines up offsides. That's one you can't stand as an offensive coach.
Yeah, and they've been having a few problems with that in this game thus far.
So an offensive offsides penalty against the offensive unit. So first and 15, back to the 44-yard line for West Perry. May in the backfield, in trouble, has to make a cut to the right side, gets away from a tackle. 35-30, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds down near the 30-yard line. That's some nifty running there from Cameron May.
Nifty running. He was making everyone miss on him. And the Raiders had a few opportunities to get him. And then as they were trying to make some tackles, everyone was ankle diving as well. You know, sometimes it seems like everyone's either going up high and trying to arm tackle, and that's bad. Here there is almost like let's all dive at the feet. And Middletown's calling a timeout. J.J. Ortiz is a little angry right now with some of the gaps he's seeing developing on the defense, and maybe guys not hitting the right assignments to make these stops, but you've got to give credit right there to May.
Yeah, May definitely made nothing into something there. Mm-hmm. It looked like he was going to get hit in the backfield for nothing, but was able to find some room on the outside.
We remind you that this coming Sunday, it's the Pumpkin Festival at the Middletown home, 10 till 6, the fabulous Hubcaps performing. They've got different games and rides, food, vendors, a Middletown home this Sunday, and, of course, weather permitting.
Second down and two. Trips to the left side. Handoff goes the dive right up the middle to Polchaski, and he gets maybe 2 yards, enough for the first down.
Yeah, they keep going back to him when they need to. They're keeping a nice, slow, steady drive going for the first time offensively. And Middletown racked up 3 touchdowns so quick. This is the first tough defensive stand they're in.
4 receivers out to the left again. May under center. Quick throw. It's they're looking to set up the little bubble screen to Terrence Quaker, but it's incomplete. 2nd and 10 upcoming.
I thought they were trying to hit Nate Salinetro out there. Very odd play setup because you've got all those guys over there to block. And he was kind of the inside guy and really had no blocking in front of him. It's almost like he didn't want to catch that. Now West Perry calls timeout.
Timeout on the field. We'll step out as well. 3:31 left to play in the first quarter. It's Middletown 20, West Perry nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Second down and 10 for West Perry. Following the timeout, I backfield slot left side. It's going to be May keeping it himself, and he's going to get ripped down in the backfield. That was Hunter Landis who comes in and makes the stop. It'll be 3rd down and 11.
Hey, he's racking up a lot of tackles here in this first quarter alone. It was a nice fake up the middle, but he kept it, and Landis was right there on shooting through that gap on the left side of the offensive line. Just grabbed him two hands in the shirt and pulled him down. But a big third down here. You've got to open this up just a little bit more. I think you look for the big 6'5 receiver, Jake Quaker.
Or you pitch it deep in the backfield to Quaker. It's a block back there, but now he's going to be tackled right around the line of scrimmage. He was way deep. Now a late flag comes flying.
Wasn't a face mask, was there, on that?
I don't know.
That was a late flag coming from the backside away from the play. But it seemed odd when he went down on the tackle. Yeah, I don't get that play. Yeah, he went way back deep in the backfield just to get the little pitch. So the officials are still talking about it. The block is against Middletown.
Okay, Middletown defending the play against an illegal block.
It looked like I thought someone had come in there very late, Steve, right at the very end of the tackle. That's why it looked like something odd. When he went down to the ground, it looked like there was still some bodies flowing in.
Okay.
yeah, odd call. Because at one point it looked like Dylan Shope, the 6'250 lineman, was complaining about something.
May, with the keeper trying to get around the corner, he's going to be wrestled out of bounds by Chris Plummer around the 15-yard line. Gain of a couple yards. It'll be second down and 8.
Good speed by Plummer. Right on him. Never allowed him to cut up. Kept going to the sideline with him and took him down and took him out. Plummer, one of those guys that is your basketball and football player. He's back this season. Of course, Hughes, basketball player as well for Middletown.
Second down and 8. Slot way wide to the left side. Wide receiver to the right side. I backfield this time. Quaker is going to get the give, and he is going to be stopped at the 14-yard line. Almost ran in the backside of his own player.
Uh-huh. He did. Blake Jacoby was kind of tying traffic up in the middle and kind of clogged it up just a little bit. I think that may have been Jared Butchell who was kind of in the way. If not, it was Tynter. Yeah,
it's
Patrick Tynter. So he ran right into him.
Third down, 7. Football at the Middletown 14-yard line. A minute 13 left to play in the first quarter here. Middletown with a 20-0 lead. Or Wes Perry on a long drive here.
Uh-huh.
They'll have 4 receivers to the left side. May will roll that way. Has to step up, and he is going to get hammered.
Oh, yeah, he didn't fool anyone that time. Radabaugh. One of those getting in there. Also, Bobby Graham getting some of the action. So now you're 4th down and 9. Got a long drive going here, but it's stalling at the 16. Obviously, you're not going to kick a field goal. You've got to go for this. I don't think it's a running play. You've got to throw that ball again and find one of the Quakers.
4 receivers to the right this time. May in the shotgun. He's got 1 receiver. That's Selinitra over to the left side. So a 5-wide set here.
They're looking to the sideline. I don't think they know what they want to play or what they want to run here on this play.
They want to take it to the end of the quarter is what they'll do.
All right.
And we will take timeout. Our score after 1 quarter of play, it is Middletown 20, West Perry nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Welcome back to West Perry Mustang Field here at West Perry High School in Elliottsburg. Steve Leedy, John Wills back here, 20-0, Middletown with the lead. Three early touchdowns, but here a long drive by West Perry, and they have a 4th-and-9 at the Middletown 16-yard line. And they'll have 5 receivers in the game. They just use the same formation that they lined up in on what would have been the last play of the first quarter. Now May in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. Low snap, runs out, in some trouble, has to step up, and he's just going to get sacked back at the 25-yard line. And Middletown will take over on downs.
You can see the blitz was coming. They were sending everyone on him. Even though they had 4 guys lined up on that far side, the Raiders were charging in. Hayden Landis, one of those getting in on the action. You've got to get rid of that football quickly. You know it's 4th. You know they're bringing the blitz. You can see the guys on the sides and up the middle getting ready to charge in. You've got to find that one receiver just before you get plastered. A nice drive by West Perry. Unfortunately, bend but don't break for the Raiders. They stop them.
Well, gave the offense some rest, if nothing else. 1st-and-10. Handoff goes to Thompson. Right side now cuts back. 40. Midfield. Goodbye. Jalen Thompson, 75 yards into the end zone, and Middletown is up 26-0.
That's how you run it right back up. One play, just do it. Again, the blocking, opening up the defense for West Perry. Just big holes everywhere. Thompson moved to the right, saw it, shot through, and that was it. He was off to the races. No one was going to catch him. Thompson racking up the yardage each and every week so far for the Middletown Blue Raiders.
Joe Cuneo in for the extra point attempt.
Surprised he didn't try to go for 2 on this one.
Yeah.
Try to keep it on pace for the mercy.
I don't think you're worried about that right now. We'll see after the next one. Here's Cuneo's attempt. It is on the way. It is good. So we'll take timeout. 11:43 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 27, West Perry nothing. Back after this on Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown home, where they serve from the heart.
Nothing Middletown here, just 17 seconds into the second quarter of play. Joe Cuneo to kick it away for Middletown. After a 75-yard touchdown run by Jalen Thompson. High short kick, that'll be taken at the 20-yard line, and running it upfield is Jake Quaker. He'll get pushed out of bounds, or actually tackled somewhere near the sideline over at the 35-yard line.
It was imperative for West Perry that they got something out of that last drive. It took them a long time to get the whole way down the field. They stalled out, and by the Raiders immediately scoring, pretty much sealed this game. It's hard to call a game over early in the second, but, man, the Raiders right now are just dominating.
No, they... West Perry cannot stop Middletown when the Raiders have the ball. So they've done a nice job moving the ball the last time that the Mustangs had it. So they'll have 3 receivers out to the right side, 1 to the left. It's going to be a quick pass. That is going to be caught by Quaker, and it'll be stopped after a gain of a couple. Give him up to the 39-yard line, a gain of 4.
And the problem was he didn't get much blocking there from Joey Reisinger, who was on that far side. Your other receivers who were over there are supposed to, you know, and Jake Quaker are supposed to hop in front, block the Raiders. Middletown read that immediately, quick pass to the sideline, and they immediately got around the receivers and were right there to make the stop. He was still able to get a few out of it, though. Give him credit.
Second down and six. It will be for the Mustangs here with 10:55 to play in the first half. Again, it's 27-0 Middletown. High backfield this time. May will hand it off to the fullback, and that will go nowhere. Pulchowski will be stopped for no gain on the play.
And it was Hayden Landis on the tackle. It's almost like the rest of the defense didn't even do anything. You know, they kind of stood up, and the next thing you know, here comes Pulchowski with the football, runs right into Hayden, and Hayden just, boom, immediately just drops him, and everyone's, oh, the play's already over?
Third down and six. West Paradero on 39-yard line. Two to the left, one to the right. May pitches it. Quaker gets a block at the edge, finds the sideline, and gets out of bounds at the Middletown 49-yard line. May had about five guys surrounding him and then made the pitch, and Quaker got that key block on the outside that sprung him for a 12-yard gain.
Well, and that's going to be concerning the Middletown to see a little weakness in some option coverage, because the Raiders had four or five guys right there ready to stop him, but he pitched it in time and able to pick up the first down because no one was on him on the outside.
Handoff goes up the middle on first down. That was Pulchowski, the fullback. Pulchowski gets 3 yards on the carry. Second down and seven at the 46.
Blake Jacoby in there making the stop that time.
A couple interesting scores we'll go over here after this play. Maybe second down and seven. High backfield, two receivers to the right, one to the left. May hands it off. Quaker trying to go up the middle. Middletown will drag him down after a gain of 4 yards.
That time it was Radabaugh in on the stop up the middle. Shaking his right hand a little bit. He doesn't play with gloves on defensively, but maybe dinged it up a little bit and shaking it off.
CD leads Wilson. That was a first quarter score, 7-0 there.
And that's on our alternate stream. So if you're tuned into this one, there are two streams on WMSSFM.com, and the Central Dolphin Wilson game is on the other.
McDevitt, Cumberland Valley, early in the second, they are tied at 7. High backfield, Pulchowski will get the give, and he'll run into a brick wall. No gain. Fourth down and 3 here for West Perry.
I'm surprised they keep going to Pulchowski because he's not getting a big jump out of the backfield. He's playing that fullback spot. By the time he gets to the line, everything's sealed up, and he's just trying to push forward as much as he can. So now another big fourth down. They're going to go for it. No need to punt. They're a few yards off, and you've got no offense. You've got to get something out of this.
Slot to both sides. It's going to be a quick pass out to Quaker. Gets the block on the edge. Gets the first down. Leach will make the tackle at the 30-yard line. A gain of 12 and a first down.
Well, that was just blown coverage. No one picked him up on the far side. They weren't paying attention. That was either Thompson or Mills on that far side who missed him. And it was an easy catch and an easy run pickup for the first down because no one was near him. So someone missed the assignment on that. And again, you can have great games. You can blow teams away. But when it comes time for film and the coaches sit down and show you mistakes you made, sometimes they outshine the good things.
First and 10 at the 30-yard line of Middletown. High backfield. Handoff goes to Quaker, and he got tripped up right as he got that football. Ethan Newton got the hand on the old ankle, and Quaker could go nowhere, lost a yard.
Yeah, Newton was shooting in on the quarterback, saw him go by, just kind of reached out as he was going down and got a piece of him and took him for a loss of a yard. We've got football for you tomorrow, LVC football. At Stevenson, which is just outside of Baltimore. We'll be on the air at 12:45. Brian Kaiser and I with that one.
LBC got their first win of the week or win of the year last week against Wilkes. They're at 1-1 on the season. May going to keep it himself here on second down and 11, just pushing forward, trying to move the massive bodies. Gets down to the 27-yard line for a gain of about 4. It'll be third down and 7.
LVC victorious last week against Wilkes, and it's a big game tomorrow. Stevenson, one of the top teams in the conference. Want to tune in for that one on 91.1 FM, 1510 AM, and the internet at WMSSFM.com.
Third and 7, I backfield slot left, wide right, May under center here for the Mustangs, who trail 27-0 midway through the second quarter. Bobbled the snap, now throws it and airmails it over the head of Riesinger. Incomplete.
Yeah, bobbled it, wanted to get rid of it, just kind of threw it, had to watch out. Didn't want that lateral throw to the near side. And once again, the Mustangs find themselves in that fourth down situation against this tough Middletown defense.
Timeout on the field. We'll step out as well. 6:06 left to play in the first half. It's Middletown 27, West Perry nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
.606 left to play in the second quarter here from West Perry Mustang Field. 27-0. Middletown leads West Perry. Fourth down and 7 for the Mustangs here at the Middletown 27-yard line. May in the shotgun. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. May takes the snap, rolls left side, will step up, fire, and it is going to be knocked down, incomplete. Chris Plummer had a shot at the interception, but maybe better off that he didn't hold on to it, because Middletown gets it at the 27-yard line. He probably would have been tackled back inside the 20.
I don't know. I thought he had some room to go up the field. But either way, way to have good coverage, stop the pass, get the football back. Middletown would love nothing more than to get this one to mercy at halftime. 35 points is what you need going in at halftime, and then the clock won't stop in the second half, except, of course, for timeout, change of possession.
Leach in motion. It's going to be play fake. Now a throw across middle. That's complete. Leach, 45, midfield, breaks the tackle into West Perry territory at the 48-yard line.
I like Snavely's work here. Hey, Middletown knows they've got the run. They've got guys who can run, but why use it? Got to get that passing game working as well. They've been going soft at using Brady Fox. We saw him that one series, and that one tackle, and went out and has left and hasn't returned since. I don't think anything wrong. You just know he's banged up. Give him a break.
There's Jose Lopez getting the carry, going to the outside, and a flag is thrown in the backfield. So it's going to be a hold against Middletown. It'll come back. Looks like it's going to cost Middletown about 12 yards as the flag is 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
And I think in this situation, if you know, we saw Brady Fox with that ice pack on his shoulder last week. You don't even need him now the rest of this game. Let him rest. Let him heal up and be ready for a tough East Pennsboro team next week. We've got another injured player there for West Perry. That's Patrick Tynter.
But injury on the field, we'll step out as well. 5:32 left to play in the first half. It's Middletown 27, West Perry nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late-night bite or carry-out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers, or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Welcome back. We are here in Elliottsburg on the campus of West Perry High School, the football field right behind the high school. Here at the intersection of, what is it, 274 and 74. Right?
Yeah, you don't see it. It hides back behind the school and sits down in the little valley here. And injured player for West Perry, Patrick Tynter, is up and walking off the field under his own power.
Good crowd on hand here for Middletown. They have filled up the visiting bleachers, although it's not really a big set of bleachers.
Not a big set of bleachers, no.
And the band's over there, too, but it is a long drive up here. That's what we're here for.
That's right. And it was a good crowd last week for the home game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I certainly love seeing how Middletown has now taken away that fencing there and allowed more of what we used to call the chain gang guys to get a little closer to the field down around the 15-yard line. And nice to see that they've redone that to get more people to stand down along the side.
First and 22 here for Middletown following that penalty. And it's going to be a handoff to Thompson up the middle. Finds the room now headed towards the sideline, being tackled and still pushing forward. Gets down to the West Perry 46-yard line, a gain of 14.
I think he knows that he may not see any action in the second half of this game, because you don't want to get him hurt. And he's probably thinking, I want my 200 yards before this game's over with. Because that's the type of game you can have here, playing right now, this West Perry team, and dominant offense at Middletown showing. Rack that yardage up while you can.
Second down and 8. Shotgun for Snavely. He'll take the snap, looking to throw. Rolls to the left side. Now will throw. Caught by Stetler diving to the turf. But he makes that catch and moves the sticks at the West Perry 35-yard line, a gain of 11.
Very poised rollout by Snavely. We're seeing that. We're seeing that from last year where he got all the action. He took his hits. He took his lumps from time to time. Much more poised, seasoned, confident. Got that left rollout. Put it out a little bit too far, a little low, but Stetler made the diving catch and able to pick up the first.
First down, ball just inside the 35-yard line of West Perry. Handoff to Thompson. Big hole, 25-20. Cuts to the outside, 10. Flag is thrown. Touchdown, Thompson, but
they want to call Mills on the hold.
Yeah, he's looking up like, they caught me.
He was battling with the defensive back. He comes over the sideline. Brett Myers gives him a little instruction. Smacks him on top of the helmet. And Thompson, I'm sure, will say something to him after the game.
Thompson will get over 100 yards on that carry. He will get credit down to the 10-yard line, and then the penalty will be marked back from there. So that puts Thompson over 100 yards on just 5 carries, 5 for 118. And Middletown has it at the 20. Yard line of West Perry. Snavely takes a snap, handoff Thompson. He'll try the right side, breaks the tackle, spins around, and gets tackled at the 15-yard line for a gain of 5.
He's smooth. He's got some good moves. He's following his blockers, looking for things to open up. He tries that spin move when he gets hit. And he wants to finish with a strong half. Under 4 minutes to go and a 27-0 lead.
By the way, they've reached halftime already at Chapman Field.
Wow.
And it is Cumberland Valley up 14-7 against McDevitt. Second down and 5 here. Here's Thompson going right side. 10-5, touchdown. 15-yard touchdown run for Jalen Thompson. His third touchdown run of the night. And that puts Middletown up 33-0.
All right. Now go for 2 here. That way you can get the 35 going at halftime, and then you'll have the full mercy rule for the second half. I think you just keep Thompson out there and give it to him. Let him try to run it in. But they're going to talk to Snavely about it. Run the play in. but I like this. You want to get some practice in games, getting that two-point conversion. You never know when that's going to come up. So here's a chance to get that clock ticking in the second half, get these guys safe and sound out of Perry County.
Whiteouts to either side. Handoff going to go to Thompson up the middle. He fights his way into the end zone, and that is good for the two-point conversion. We'll take timeout. 3:39 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 35, West Perry nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Joe Riesinger takes the kickoff for West Perry, and he'll bring it out to the 25-yard line, and now the Mustangs will be down here 35-0 with 3.5 minutes left to play in the first half. And again, this is now a mercy rule game, but the actual mercy rule, I believe,
won't
does not start
until the
second
half.
Half.
Yeah, correct.
But West Perry can't take back. They, like, if they score here at the end of the first half and make it a 35-7 game at halftime, say, the mercy rule, I believe, still is in effect.
Correct.
So first and 10 for West Perry. They're on 25. May will take the snap, running to the right, stopped, and that was a bad idea because he ran doubled right back into Malik Noon, and he is dumped back near the 15-yard line, and May a little slow to get up.
Yeah, you look at this tough Middletown defense. Guess who I ran into a few weeks ago? I was in town and ran into our fine Middletown alumni and sponsors, Joe Heil, and they're coming out of one of the local restaurants. And Steve Conjar, former Middletown great linebacker, ran in. I'll talk more about that in a second.
Second down, 16. Handoff goes up the middle. That is Quaker. Gets maybe a yard to the 20.
In fact, Joe and Scott, the brothers, and Scott looks at me and goes, "You know who this is?" And I'm looking at the guy. I'm like, "Man, this guy looks familiar, but I don't know who he is." It is Steve Conjar. So Steve's a 78, graduate of Middletown. Used to be the all-time leading tackler at Temple, but I think he's now dropped to the number two spot down there, but he still looks like a tank. Holy cow. I would not want to stand in front of him. Just total muscular beef.
Third down, 15. It's going to be Salinetro now in a quarterback, and he will get stopped after maybe a gain of 2 yards, give him to the 22-yard line.
He was 5 years ahead of me in school, and I remember watching him in games. And then when he played for Temple, when they played Penn State.
A halftime score we got here. Palmyra leads Donegal 14-0. Palmyra continues their strong play on this season. Them and East Pennsboro are going to be probably the toughest teams for Middletown to deal with as May takes the snap and I guess liked what he saw running to the far side on the fake punt, but we've got a flag anyway, and May has stopped right around, I'm going to say, the 25-yard line, only gained 3, needed about 13 to get the first down, and it's going to be a hold against Middletown.
Wow. West Perry needs all it can get, Steve.
Defensive holding on a punt.
Now we saw the block in the back, too, earlier.
The officials are talking about this. I'm not sure. I mean, it was a punt situation. You very, very, very rarely get a hold.
Yeah, they got to get that home field call.
Okay. Defensive holding.
And now Brett Myers wants to get a little explanation from the official. He wants to know what happened, where it was. He shakes his head, nods, points, and he walks away.
I don't know. The ball, the play started at the 22-yard line. Defensive holding, is that... That's a 5-yard penalty? Here it's a 9-yard penalty.
We know it's going to mercy rule. It doesn't matter now.
I have no idea. That's okay. So it's 1st and 10 for West Perry at the 36-yard line. How we got there? Never know. Quick pass out into the flats to Reisinger. It'll pick up 4 yards to the 40-yard line.
Short catch, little yardage gain. He paid the price as he went down. He was getting popped, landed on, slammed. These guys are going to be bruised and battered when Middletown leaves. They'll be happy to see him go.
I'll tell you what, the offense for West Perry has been on the field a lot here in the first half. Middletown's, their drives have been long, but not very long time-wise. Here's a deep throw, and this is going to be intercepted. Trey Leach with the easy pick at the 30-yard line. It's going to be a block, an illegal block against Middletown back there, but Leach is going to return it down the sideline, get tackled near the West Perry 37-yard line, but looked like the first block was going to be in the back against Middletown back at the 30-yard line.
But still a good interception. They'll take it back there. They'll most likely bring the offense out, take the knee for 15 seconds remaining in the half, and go in with this mercy rule score at halftime. Now, there's been some bad blood between these two teams in basketball, so I think some of these basketball players who are on the Middletown team are happy to come up here and try to lay down some legal beatdowns on West Perry, because they've had incidents up here, Middletown and West Perry, and some games and basketball, and it's there's some competitiveness and there's some bad blood going on, but the Raiders right now just completely dominating.
So 1st and 10 for Middletown. We'll see what they do here. They will line up with an actual formation with a double wing set, split backfield, Snavely under center. Handoff goes to Thompson, breaks through the right side of the line, now cuts back 30, 35, 40, and tackled at the 41-yard line, a gain of 21 for Thompson.
You can tell as he was running, it's like, okay, I got the football one more time. I've got to get something out. I need a nice big touchdown on this again. I think every run he runs that football, he's expecting that.
They'll snap it one more time. They'll give it to Thompson again. He'll go up the middle, and he tackled after a gain of 10 yards to end the first half with 169 rushing yards for Jalen Thompson. More importantly, Middletown will step to the break here. Our score at halftime, Middletown 35, West Perry nothing. Back with a halftime show after this here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling? Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up homestyle meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage, offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike, on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363, or online at www.jacksautosales.com.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. PA 853-972.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
Welcome back. We are at halftime here at West Perry High School. 35-0, Middletown with the lead over the Mustang. We'll take a quick look at the halftime statistics in this one for West Perry. Leading rusher in the first quarter or first half was Terrence Quaker. He had 8 carries for 33 yards. Cameron May had 8 keepers from the quarterback position for 23. Gabe Pachowski with 6 carries for 11 yards. Dom Salinitro carried it one time for 2 yards. Receiving for West Perry, Jake Quaker, 2 catches for 18 yards. Terrence Quaker, 1 for 12. Joe Riesinger caught 1 pass that went for 4 yards. Cameron May in the first half, 4 for 11 passing, 34 yards. Did throw that interception there late in the first half. Team totals for the Mustangs on the ground, 23 carries, 69 yards, 34 yards through the air, sacked once for a loss of 9, 94 yards of total offense in the first half for West Perry. For Middletown, it was Jalen Thompson in the first half. He had 9 carries for 169 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Raiders. Brady Fox, 3 carries, 62 yards and a touchdown. Chase Navely, 1 keeper, 4 yards. Receiving, Trey Leach caught 2 passes, 63 yards, and a touchdown. Corbin Stetler, 2 for 35. Tyre Mills, 1 for 32. Ryan Hughes caught the first pass of the game for 8 yards. Chase Snavely, 6 for 6 in the first half, 138 yards, and 1 touchdown. That's a pretty good passer rating, you can say, at halftime. Team totals for Middletown, 13 rushes, 235 yards. That's about, quick math, maybe 17 yards a carry for Middletown. That's pretty good. 138 yards through the air, 373 yards of offense for Middletown in the first half of play. And again, that is on just 19 offensive plays for the Raiders. Scoring recap in the first half, Middletown, 5 touchdowns. First one came with 10:41 to play in the first quarter. Trey Leach, a 38-yard touchdown pass from Snavely. Cuneo's extra point made it 7-0. Then just 2 minutes and 4 seconds later, Jalen Thompson, a 3-yard touchdown run. Extra point made it 14-0. And then another 2 minutes or 1:55 later, Brady Fox, a 4-yard touchdown run. The kick was no good, but it was 20-0, and we weren't even midway through the first quarter. Then West Perry was able to sustain a little bit of a drive and keep the ball away from Middletown for a little bit into the second quarter, when Middletown got it back on their own 25. One play, Jalen Thompson, 75-yard touchdown run. Extra point made it 27-0, and then Middletown got the ball back one more time there in the half, and Thompson was able to score from 15 yards out. And then at 33-0, they decided to go for the 2 so they could put the mercy rule on before halftime, and they did so with a Jalen Thompson two-point conversion run. That gives us our score here at 35-0, John. And I think this is, you know, we came up here and we said this is what Middletown needs. They need to come out in this game and get it to the mercy rule. It's supposed to be an easy game. It should be an easy game as a team that hasn't won a game in, you know, the last 2 years, and this year included in that. So technically an easy game. The key is get everybody through healthy, get it to the mercy rule, and then put the backups in the second half. And I think that's pretty much what we're going to get here.
They're on pace, and I know they have to be very happy with that. And very few mistakes in that first half, a couple penalties here and there, and maybe an execution here or there. But otherwise, it was an excellent first half. What more could you ask for? You're up 35-0. You're running the ball great. You're passing the ball great. Your defense is just beating down the opposition, and you can now rest some guys. You had a full week of practice, but you know, some guys were dinged up. You sat them a little bit, and now guys like Fox again, you can sit out. I don't think we'll see Thompson here in the second half. You know the clock's going to keep running, so you know you're going to get a lot of JV guys some action as well. Mission accomplished thus far. You have made it to the mercy at halftime, and now you're still going to get guys some work, and you're hopefully going to come out of this unscathed and be ready next week for an East Pennsboro team. We didn't want to look past West Perry toward East Pennsboro, but that game next week is pivotal.
And the fact that this is West Perry on week three, right before the East Pennsboro game, it kind of, you know, the game before the East Pennsboro game could have been a classic, you know, looking forward game. If you had one of those tougher, you know, potentially opponents there.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's West Perry, and they've been struggling as they have, kind of worked out for Middletown in the scheduling department, you would have to think, because there really wasn't that much pressure on Middletown coming up here tonight.
And no one likes making that long drive up here, especially on a Penn State Friday when traffic was just a mess around Harrisburg, because you know it's going to take you at least an hour to get up here. But when you can come up, you know what the goals are. You tell the guys where they need to be and what they need to get accomplished, and they do that exactly. And you're 35-0 at half, where you wanted to at least be. That's the thing. So now the main thing is to let some guys improve upon some stuff in the second half, keep dominating, get a lot of these second teamers in, guys who need to get more playing time, who are going to spot that injured player or that player late in a tough game that's maybe, you know, running out of gas a little bit, needs a quick sideline, one or two play break. You're going to get some guys that are going to get in there fresh, and they're going to know what to do. This is where the second half is going to be so key for the Raiders to get that experience. East Pennsboro playing down at Greencastle. You know, one thing there, you hope that, you know, they're going to be in a game. Greencastle is a bigger school, Greencastle Antrim, that is. And hopefully they have a long, hard battle down there and wear them down a little bit, because I think either way the Raiders are looking forward to seeing East Penn come in next week after having to put up with a playoff loss and fireworks last year. Literally, fireworks.
All right, we'll take time out. We come back. We'll look at all the scores we can round up here. Again, our score at halftime here, it is Middletown 35, West Perry nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The new S&H.
What website are you trying to get your scores from?
Is to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances, and they're home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown.
The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Welcome back to West Perry High School football field. Steve Lee, John Wilsbach here at halftime, 35-0 Middletown here in cruise control against West Perry. Raiders looking to go to 3-0 on the season. West Perry will likely fall to 0-3 following this contest here tonight. Some other games in the area, some scores that we got. We're doing the best we can with what is sketchy cell phone coverage. We'll
limited access up here.
But we got some scores to pass along here. Central Dauphin leads Wilson late in the second quarter. That is 7-6 as CD was able to prevent the extra point from being good for Wilson to tie that one up. We got Carlisle leading Southwestern 14-0 at halftime. Cumberland Valley leads Bishop McDevitt 14-7. That at halftime at Chapman Field over Cumberland Valley. Mechanicsburg leads Northern 20-3. That is in the second quarter. Lower Dauphin, we had a 10-0 lead on Cedar Crest early in the second quarter. Redland was up on Dover 21-0. That was a first quarter score last we heard there. Palmyra leads Donegal 14-0. That is at halftime. Camp Hill all over James Buchanan. No surprise there. 39-0. That one's at halftime. Waynesboro leads Gettysburg 28-6. That's at the half. Shippensburg leads Bermudian Springs 14-7. That's at halftime. And the other game that we wanted to keep our eyes on here was East Pennsboro in their game. And they are in a battle down at Greencastle Antrim. 10-7 the second quarter score in that one. So it is a close game there, and that's kind of what Middletown was hoping for a little bit.
Well, this is interesting because they put 15 minutes on the clock here at halftime, and they wasted 14 minutes on some halftime ceremony here at West Perry. And as the clock's down to 1 minute, they are now starting the halftime band. And you can see the officials were down here in the corner looking at their watches like, hey, what's going on? Why is this West Perry thing taking 15 minutes at halftime when the band's supposed to be out there? And somebody messed up some clock on that. You do something like that before a game, you don't take up the halftime for 15 minutes.
They usually put 3 minutes back on the clock.
Yeah.
And they did just change it to 3 minutes, but...
Yeah, well, somehow they did not plan the West Perry halftime show properly, and now the Raiders are feeling rushed to get their routine started.
All right, so we will take time out. Again, we are at halftime here. It is Middletown 35, West Perry nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
A family-owned business for over 150 years, it's the Press and Journal. If it involves the Middletown area, you'll find it each week in the Journal. Each week, the Press and Journal keeps you informed about the latest happenings, ranging from sports to local government, school board meetings, and police news, from entertaining feature stories to thought-provoking editorials, and their sound-off. The Press and Journal is available at newsstands or by subscription. And now you can get an electronic edition right on your computer. For subscription information, their number is 944-4628 or find them online at pressandjournal.com. The Press and Journal, we'll...
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
We're back in Elliottsburg, Pennsylvania, in the heart of Perry County. John Wilsbach, Steve Levy, Darren Rank, and DeMar Parker, our studio producers tonight. Glad to have you along. 35-0 Middletown leading West Perry at halftime. And the controversy going on is West Perry did a ceremony down on the field for 15 minutes of just standing there and announcing something and people standing holding a plaque. I don't know what it is. I'm sure it was a good cause of some sort. But unfortunately, they took up the whole halftime, and the officials were back out on the field getting ready to get everybody out on the field. And it's like, well, Middletown's still standing out there waiting to start performing. So now the band is actually performing. So an extended halftime here in Elliottsburg.
And again, the Middletown band, you know, they made the long trip up here, so
yeah.
It's certainly they're right to be able to do their halftime show. But
and all schools know that the visiting team gets halftime, so
yeah.
West Perry, I hope that they at least informed them that they were going to do that ahead of time. If they didn't, that's just bad manners there. When your visiting team comes in, they get the halftime to play their band, and Middletown stood out there and waited 15 minutes. And now have to perform. Well, we remind you that homecoming is coming up just around the corner. Before you know it, it's going to be here. Saturday, October 22nd. And the Middletown Blue Raiders, another 2 o'clock afternoon start. But, of course, all the regular homecoming festivities on tap. And there will be tours the night before, Friday the 21st, of the new Middletown High School. So look for that alumni newsletter coming out soon. Always great information in there. And, of course, they always appreciate your support, being a member of the Middletown Area Alumni Association, also your additional contributions to other things. So make sure that you fill out the Middletown Area Alumni Association newsletter. Get them your donations and membership dues in. And let's see. It looks like we got some info on that right now. Coming in, our friend. You're all bright. Let's see. It goes out next week. There you go. So it's coming out soon, next week.
I do know. I can give a plug for something for homecoming as my class of 1991. We'll have our 25th year reunion. It's going to be over homecoming weekend. If you want to get information on that, easiest way is to go on to Facebook, and the group name is called MAHS Class of 1991. You'll find the information there as to where the 25th year reunion for Class of 1991 is. So I know Brandy Gibler, one of our former WMSS alumni, is one of the organizers of that. And I've seen Scott Douglas, former Middletown football player. He's on there as well. He's probably listening to us tonight, I would imagine, back in Middletown.
Well, and we want to thank the Alumni Association because they give donations to various organizations and groups of the Middletown School District, athletics, academics, band, scholarships, so many different things. And they, of course, pay for our cost of the internet streaming. So those of you who are listening outside the Middletown area on the internet, on the TuneIn app or on WMSSFM.com, you can thank the Middletown Area Alumni Association. Check out their Facebook page. You get it from the Middletown School District, RaiderWeb.org. And we thank them for their support. We also want to thank folks at the American Legion Post 594. They help with our music licensing expenses for internet streaming because, you know, we got a lot of people listening online to that All Oldies Saturday, Steve. And I've got a doozy of a show for you tomorrow. I've got some great stuff tomorrow that you haven't heard in a long time. Those of you who love the 50s and 60s, it's tomorrow from 6:30, bright and early, all the way till noontime. It's the Members First Federal Credit Union All Oldies Saturday. And LVC football then tomorrow afternoon. We'll be down just outside of Baltimore, the northwest side of Baltimore. I think you joined me down there a couple seasons
ago.
Yeah,
I remember we got lost going down there. We went to Stevenson, what must
Their
have been a
campus.
Branch campus,
yes.
In the middle of nowhere.
But we kept going and we got there.
Yeah, we eventually did get there in plenty of time, unlike other people that we know going on long road trips for LVC. Oh, that's right. We don't want to bring up Mr. Kaiser's name on the air for when he and Mr. Thomas went to FDU Forum that one time.
They really got lost. They might as well have just gone into New York City.
I think they were just across the river from
I think
New
you're
York
right.
City.
That was horrible. If anyone ever knew the road trips we've taken over the years, you know, the games we've broadcast up in Sealands Grove and Shamokin, and we've been to, where else? Redding, Lancaster County, Altoona. We've gotten around State College. We are here for our listeners and our fans and our supporters on WMSS in Middletown. So thanks so much for tuning in. This Sunday, two events, barring any bad weather. We've got the Pumpkin Festival at the Middletown Home. That's from 10 till 6. Food, games, I know vendors, entertainment. Just great to get out there and see the fine staff and the fine residents at the Middletown Home. A lot of former Middletowners and people from the Middletown area. And the fabulous Hubcaps will be performing on Sunday also. So make sure you say hi to our friends out there. We'll broadcast a little bit between 12 and 1 on WMSS. And then if that's not enough, make your way down to Royalton. Happy birthday, Royalton.
Yeah, it's the 125th year anniversary of the borough of Royalton. And they will have a motorcycle ride from noon till 2. And then the festivities at Kiwanis Park will start at 2 o'clock, run till 7 o'clock. They have, it's a car show, car and motorcycle show will be there. Also have, it's, they call it an ice cream social where you can get ice cream at the stand there where they sell refreshments for the ball games. They'll have food and music and games and, all to, benefit the Royalton Emergency Management Agency. That's for a good cause there as well. So come on down to Kiwanis Park on Sunday. The rain date for that is next Sunday. I know there is storms in the forecast for Sunday, so you'll have to make sure it doesn't get rained out on Sunday, and then it will be next week.
All right, we're going to take a break from the action. We'll come back with maybe a couple more updated scores if we can get a little more cell signal out of this area up here.
Good luck with that.
And
this is a no-fly zone up here.
Yeah, an extended halftime show here in West Perry. Teams are getting ready to come out of the locker rooms, so we still have a few more minutes of warming up, and we'll be back with more. It's 35-0, Middletown leading West Perry here at halftime. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Clutch. Back out, warming up in the end zone, an extended halftime. We found out that what it was they were honoring two West Perry members into their West Perry Sports Hall of Fame. And you should see the bios, complete full pages of small print. And they read these two pages, and it took 15 minutes for the presentation of this at halftime. And then the band got to perform. So talk about... I don't want to call it mismanagement, but certainly when you're running a football game, you've got to have the clock management. The officials, you could tell, were a little upset.
The officials were out here about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, they're out here one minute left in the presentation. Everybody's like, what's going on? They're like, the band hasn't even started.
Yeah.
So that was just bad. I'm sure that the Middletown band people aren't too happy either, and rightfully so. You get out there, you expect to start performing right at the start of the second half.
Gives us some time to look at some updated scores. And third quarter, East Pennsboro, they actually must have been trailing in the game 10-7. They're now leading 14-10.
Wow.
So the score I had before was backwards in that one. So tight game there. Third quarter score, Shippensburg leads Bermudian Springs 14-10. End of three quarters in what must be a fast-moving game. Of course, they probably didn't have a 35-minute halftime. Lower Dauphin leads Cedar Crest 10-7 after three. So any Lower Dauphin win helps Middletown.
Yeah. And what we were going to make up in Mercy Rule, we lost in the halftime show.
Yes, we did.
Thanks, West Perry.
So
that's their payback to us.
Yeah. So Joe Cuneo will kick it away here as we will get this second half finally underway. And Cuneo will put the boot to it. Downfield, it'll bounce at the 20-yard line, takes a dead hop. We'll finally pick it up. And it's going to be returned by Kenyon Johnson. And it comes out to the 25-yard line. So now it's going to be the fun second half when probably a lot of second-team players will be in. But one thing is for sure, the clock will move a lot better.
Keep that clock moving. See, Tyre Mills is still going to stay out there defensively. That's fine. He's healthy.
Looks like the first team defense is at least going to start the second half. A lot of times they'll do that. You put them in for one.
Right.
Put the starters in for one
Thompson's
series.
Thompson's not staying out there.
Probably not. First down and 10 for West Perry at their own 25-yard line. Tell the nature of the quarterback will throw it. That is caught over at the 38-yard line. A gain of 13 yards for Jake Quaker.
Trey Leach gave him a little room once he caught it. Got over there, took him out low. First down, though, but that Quaker is a big guy.
13-yard completion from Dom Salinetro to Quaker. And a first down for the Mustangs. Four receivers out to the left side. We saw him use this a lot. Quick pass out to Quaker trying to get the screen, but Middletown able to weed through it a little bit. Stops him after a gain of 5 yards.
Well, Ron Woody in on the tackle that time. Middletown next week, a home game. It's East Penn. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with the pregame show.
That will be a big one for sure.
Mm-hmm. What's the theme night? I forgot to read what it was in the program last week.
I do not know. Second down and 6. Handoff goes up the middle. And it's going to be a couple yards on the carry to the 47-yard line. We'll see who emerges from the bottom of the pile there.
For some reason, I just want to say it's Hawaiian shirt theme night. See how many people show up in Hawaiian shirts. But I'm sure that's not what it is.
Kowalski on the carry. He got about 4 yards. It'll be third down and 1. Football's at the 47-yard line. And it's just going to be a quarterback keeper going up the middle, and Dom Salinetro is going to be close to the first down. And they'll give him the first. First and 10 for West Perry at the 48-yard line. First and 10 on their own 48. Salinetro under center, eye backfield. Slot right, wide left. Handoff goes to Quaker trying to find some room on the left side. Trey Leach comes up and makes the stop after a gain of 5 yards at the Middletown 45-yard line.
West Perry JV action is tomorrow, 10 a.m. My goodness. So one of the things Middletown's trying to do is free the guys up on Mondays, and they'll be playing them tomorrow morning. That falls in great with this coming week.
Play fake, and now Salinetro finding the sideline, goes down all the way inside the 20 and knocked out of bounds at the 14-yard line.
Everyone was going to the right side. They thought he was going to run right, and he said he just kind of stopped there for a second and looked like, why am I running over to all this congestion? Just turned, went back to the left. No one was there. None of his blockers. But yeah. No defenseman? No one.
It had the look of, this is not what this play was designed to do. But it worked really well.
Sure did.
Gain of 33 yards down to the 14-yard line of Middletown. Slot to the right side, wide left. Handoff goes up the middle. Kowalski, the fullback, will get the give and go up the middle to the 11-yard line, a gain of 3. Middletown in danger of yielding some points, something that hasn't happened since the very first drive of the season against Lord Offutt.
You're right. They shut out Northern last week.
We'll talk.
What was that, 3-7-9? So we're on 9 quarters of shutout football.
Yeah. We'll talk about that shutout here when we get the opportunity here. Slot to the right side, wide left, eye backfield, handoff. Quaker trying to bounce outside, but he's going to be swarmed right at the 10-yard line for a gain of just one. So Middletown last week with that shutout win over Northern. Mm-hmm. When was the last time Middletown had a shutout victory?
What do you always do this to me?
I always got to stump you with something.
What year you're saying?
Sure, I'll take the year.
Okay.
You can ask Larry Etter for help, too, if you want. He's sitting over there.
He's scratching his head, too.
Third down and six. Quick pass out to, that is, Nate Salinetro. And he's able to get inside the 10 to the 6.
I'm going to say 2010, Steve.
That is not correct.
Am I close?
You're close.
I was thinking 9 or 10. And
Blue Raider 7. 9 is correct.
Okay, so we'll go with 9. Trying to think who that would have been. Trying to run down that schedule.
Fourth down and 2 here for West Perry. I backfield. Dom Salinetro under center. And the left guard, or left tackle, I'm sorry, pulls up early, and it'll be a 4th and 7 for the Mustangs. Larry got a shot at this?
I don't think so. I want to say, it was either against West Perry or Paul Myra.
Nope. 4th down and 7. 4 receivers to the left side, and we've got a timeout. So we can talk about this.
Okay.
The last Middletown shutout was week 8 of the 2009 season. It was against Camp Hill. 20-0 was the final score in that
one. I remember that now.
So it has been 7 years since a shutout, and Middletown still with a donut on the West Perry side of the board here. A big 4th down and 7, trying to make it 2-0 or 2 in a row, perhaps, if they can get a shutout here. I would have to do some serious digging for the last time Middletown had consecutive shutout wins. I did not look for that.
That's some serious digging.
But I could find it. I'm sure I could find it. I have all the scores for all the Middletown games in their history. So.
I would think we'd have to go back to either the 2001 season or maybe 88 season.
Yeah, I'll look that up for next week. If it comes about here. Here's a 4th down and 7. There's a low snap. Salinetro under siege. We'll throw it off away, and it is going to be knocked down by Stettler over on the right side, and Middletown will take over on down, so the shutout is preserved.
So far. Yeah. And that's great job by that unit there. You know, the little bending, don't break, don't get hurt, play tough. They certainly sat in at halftime, getting cold here at West Perry long enough, but again, still more dominating than this Mustang team.
Anyway, into 3 quarters now. Chapman Field, 14-7 still. Cumberland Valley leading Bishop McDevin.
They could be going to 1-3 now, huh?
Yeah. 1st and 10 for Middletown at the West Perry 11-yard line. Handoff is going to go to Lopez. Jose Lopez up the middle. Just finds some room, goes forward, gets out to the 19-yard line for a gain of 8 yards.
You want to get this freshman some action, some work. You want to know that you've got, number one, a young kid who you're going to get 3 more seasons out of after this year when Thompson leaves. Get that experience and be able to spot Thompson or Brady in the event of some type of injury or sitting out a game this season.
2nd down and 2, split backfield. Snavely. Hands off. That's going to be Gamble getting the give in the backfield, and he's got green shirts on him. and he's going to be tackled for no gain on the play.
And trying to grind it back up right to the 20. He's going to be about a long two shy of the first. Nice night here. Just starting to get a little chilly now, but for the most part, climate-wise, a nice night for football.
Yeah, it's been a pretty hot summer. That's for sure. We had a lot of 90-plus days this past summer. Third down and two, split backfield. Handoff is going to go up the middle, and that is Lopez pushing the pile forward. And
pushing the pile forward.
Yeah, that whole offensive line just pushing it forward. I assume it was Lopez at the bottom of it.
And just moves the markers. The clock's going to keep ticking because it's mercy rule and lets the offense stay on the field.
Who was it? Was it Botterbush at the bottom of that pile?
Yeah. Okay.
Abel Botterbush. He moves it about 5 yards on the carry and gets a first down. So first and 10 at the 24. 2:40 left to play in the third quarter here, 35-0. And we are under the mercy rule here, Middletown with the lead. Snavely takes the snap, hands off, and that is going to go nowhere. Was that Gamble?
Yes.
Yeah, Gamble minus two on the run.
Nowhere to run. Antonio Gamble taking the I'll change a few bodies out there. Take Gamble back out. Hey, you see Snavely trying to throw? I'm still a little surprised he's out there. But you're not having any real problems getting crushed or beaten down by the defense. So the injury liability is very, very low, and that's why you can keep him out there.
We'll see what he does here. Second down and 12. And in motion, it's going to be a jet sweep. Handoff, that is to Kyle Truesdale. He has some room, 45-40, and tackled out across the 45 to the 47-yard line. So a nice gain of about 25 yards to Truesdale.
Yeah, he had a late score last week against Northern. Here they bring him in, put him in that jet sweep where he's lined up on the far side. In that wing, gets motion, gets the handoff from Snavely, cutting right across, right behind the line, and he had a lot of great lead blockers out in front of him to get that hole wide open on the outside.
First down and 10 for Middletown, a minute and 5 left to go here in the third. Slot left, high snap, Snavely pulls it down, he'll hand it off, and that goes to Lopez, who will knock it down to the 49-yard line, a gain of 2.
We mentioned already the first couple weeks, this is an exciting season for Middletown football. We knew there was something special going on. We know it. They've proven it already. A lot of returning players, a lot of seniors, a lot of experience. A program now that has settled in under Coach Brett Myers. And fans, you need to come out, support the Middletown Blue Raiders, their upcoming home games next week at home against East Penn.
Yeah, especially next week. Huge game, huge test for this team. Double wing formation. Lopez in motion. He'll get the give, and he'll take it way deep, trying to get around the defender. Now cuts back across the line of scrimmage and gets about 5 yards down to the 46-yard line.
I like the instincts there because he got that handoff as soon as he got it, and he knew he couldn't cut up as we end the third. He knew he had to go out a little bit deeper, but he had the speed to cut it back up and pick up the yardage.
So we've reached the end of three quarters. We'll step out our score after three. It's Middletown 35. West Perry nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
We'll be right back. basketball field here at West Perry High School. Steve Lee, John Wills back after three quarters. It's all Middletown here tonight, 35-0. Blue Raiders with the football second unit in there. And again, we have been under the mercy rule since halftime, technically, since a couple minutes left in the first half. But an important mercy rule win, we'll say, for Middletown here tonight, just to get the starters some rest in this ballgame. Third down and three, double wing formation for Middletown. New quarterback in the game. Handoff is going to go to Lopez. Jukes gets the first down, 40, and tackled at the 32-yard line.
And we didn't get a chance to mention this past week or last week, former Middletown coach, assistant coach Wayne Walters, recently passed away. He's only, I think, in his 50s, if I'm not mistaken. And he was, you know, very successful in the junior high level for Middletown years ago, and also was an assistant with football and so many other sports. So our condolences to the family of Wayne Walters, former Middletown football and basketball. And may have been track and field, too, or baseball. But he coached a lot of things and taught at Middletown for a while. He was down at Stevens Tech there for a while,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's right. He was dealing with their basketball program.
Yeah,
right?
I think he was a coach for a few years.
Yeah, and I know he was at least scouting or coaching for them.
Mm-hmm.
Penalty on the play here against Middletown. Gamble had the carry, but it was a hold against the Raiders back to the 49-yard line of Middletown. It's going to be first down and 24, it looks like. Slot backfield, handoff goes right up the middle. That is going to be Botterbush fighting forward. Gets down inside the 40-yard line to the 39. So a nice 12-yard run for Abel Botterbush, just muscling it out right up the middle.
I give a shout out to one of our old friends, Art Alleman. I know he's been battling some illness. Art used to help out a lot in Middletown, the Main Street Gym Project, and used to be up in the press box as one of the spotters for Don Smith when he was the PA announcer at a lot of the football games. And our well wishes go out to him.
And up the middle, that's Botterbush again. He gets ripped down from behind at the 31-yard line, but another gain of 8 yards for Botterbush.
Hey, this is where you're on the sideline now as a starter, first teamer, and you're telling these second teamers, you know, hey, let's get another one on the board, and let's keep them off the board.
The way CD has tacked on a field goal now, 17-6. That game is late in the third quarter.
Usually that's a game you see in the district championship, them and Wilson.
Yeah. And off on third down and five.
Fumble.
It is fumbled. Let's see who comes out of the bottom. Nobody's jumping around like they got it or anything. It is going to be Middletown who falls on it. Look like maybe Botterbush got it back himself.
And you are correct.
So a fourth down and five for Middletown at the West Perry 32-yard line. 9:20 and counting here in the fourth quarter. And the Raiders will obviously line up to go for it here. Lopez and Gamble are the wingbacks. Botterbush in the backfield. Handoff is going to go to Lopez. Picks up a block on the corner and gets tackled at about the 27-yard line.
Coming close.
Yeah, not sure.
He got a little block by Botterbush around the side.
They gave him the first down.
Yeah.
It's close enough. By the way,
the West Perry coaches don't like that at all.
Scott Ash is the quarterback for Middletown. Now, what are they doing?
They're screaming. They want a measurement. They don't like that they just gave them the first down out of nowhere. Now they're saying that they're not giving them the first. Now they're giving it to West Perry.
Okay.
I talk about a quick change. Yeah, I was with you. I thought they were saying give them the first. And they started moving the one chain downward.
Yeah, I thought he was short.
Yeah, I thought he was short by about a half yard, maybe Yeah. Maybe a foot.
The timeout on the field, I think maybe Wes Perry called timeout. I don't know.
Oh, they're the ones screaming and yelling at the official, and then the official was like, okay, well, we'll give you the ball then. Now with 8:53 to go, they'll stop the clock one more time. And with the timeout here. But, yeah, it is on the schedule as a JV game tomorrow morning. That's a haul for them to then come down to Middletown and play first thing in the morning. A lot of these guys got to wake back up first thing in the morning and play. With how much action they're getting tonight here in this second half, I'm surprised they don't even just tell them, hey, you just want to can that game tomorrow. But who knows? Yeah. Get them the action. Our soccer team, 5-0 in Middletown. Boys soccer team, that is. Volleyball, girls volleyball's doing good.
We see some fresh faces out here for Wes Perry now. They'll have an eye backfield to start this drive at their own 27-yard line. Handoff goes up the middle. That is Kenyon Johnson. He's a freshman as the deep man in the eye. Gets about 3 yards on the carry.
We remind you, LVC football tomorrow, 12:45, with the airtime. 1 o'clock kickoff at Stevenson, all the way down outside Baltimore.
Second down, 7. Handoff goes to the up man that time. That is Tad Ziegler with the carry. He gets 3 yards.
You can tell the second unit does not want to give up any points. And you know doggone well, J.J. Ortiz, the defensive coordinator, wants his shutout. Wants his shutout. I don't see him with the headphones on anymore, so they've gotten away from that.
Third down and 4. Handoff again goes to Kenyon Johnson up the middle, and he'll get it for a first down. Game 6 out to the 39-yard line.
Of course, we all recall, we mentioned earlier, when Middletown won the division championship up here with Mike Dongai. Dongai doing that famous cartwheel across the field. And Coach Schaefer out there, he had a big game as a linebacker, stopping later NFL player Musa Smith.
Option. Johnson with the pitch. He'll bring it across the line of scrimmage. Gets about 5 yards to the 45-yard line.
Ethan Miller. And they're making the stop.
By the way, down at Chapman Field, Cumberland Valley had been ahead. They went up 21-7, but now McDevitt has scored to pull to within 21-14 with 5:42 left.
Ooh,
in
that
one down there.
Game.
Second down, 5 here. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. And off goes to the lone running back. That is Ziegler, and he'll get 1 yard on the carry.
Yeah, and they'll get bowled over, too, because the Raiders are picking up their intensity. You can tell some of these guys are getting a little hungrier. Trayvon Joseph, one of those making the stop that time.
Camp Hill has their W in the books here tonight. They beat James Buchanan, and I know, shockingly, 46-0.
James Buchanan back to its glory days of hideousness. Sorry, Jimmy Buck fans. And one of the worst teams in Pennsylvania for how many years there?
It's been a while. Going to be the quarterback, Salinitro, carrying it around the left side, gets around the corner, and he will get the first down for West Perry into Middletown territory.
You got a game that's blown out of the water. Middletown leading 35-0, all scored in the first half. It's mercy rule, clock ticking. But if there's one thing you're going to make exciting here is, can Middletown preserve the shutout? And that's what you want to root for here as we get down to these final 5 minutes and 30 seconds of the game.
We got another final score. Lower Dolphin gets their first win of the season.
Falcons.
They beat Cedar Crest tonight 10-7. And again,
it's a battle of the Falcons.
Yeah, that'll help Middletown's point rating, any win that Lower Dolphin gets.
Mm-hmm.
Pass out to Johnson is caught. He'll go about 5 yards before being stopped.
LD needed that. We've got some LD games coming up. We've got them October, I want to say it was the 5th, tape delay against, or 5th or 7th, against Mechanicsburg. And we'll have them on the Friday night before Middletown homecoming.
And fortunately, they play Cumberland Valley that night.
Ugh.
That is not an easy opponent, I'll say. Salinetro on the keeper, 2nd and 5, and he'll go back towards the middle of the field and pick up a few yards, give him 4. As the clock continues to wind here, 4:15 left to go in this game. The only thing, only suspense really here is whether or not the bagel can stay on the board here for the Middletown defense.
Love to see it happen 2 weeks in a row.
And then I'll have to look through the official scorebook of Middletown football to see the last time that happened, a back-to-back shutout. Handoff goes to Johnson. He's going to get the first down. Spins around down at the 30-yard line. So a gain of 8 yards for Kenyon Johnson.
Hey, he's just a freshman. Good speed out of the backfield. Yeah. Good eyes there, too. He saw some openings to the right side, immediately shot through. Spun around, kept the legs going.
Doesn't look like a particularly big kid. He's kind of a lanky guy, but something that, with some...
Hey, list him as 5'10". I don't see that.
Yeah, build some muscle on him, and
yeah,
he could be a terror in a couple of years. Handoff goes up the middle. That is, I think, John Negley on the carry. He'll get 5 yards.
Now, they're either going to run out of time or run out of turf. We'll see. Raiders defense trying to stop this final drive as the clock ticks at 3:05. As a coach, you just want the win, but you know deep down inside they'd love to get that shutout.
Salinetro keeps it, now cuts back inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line, and another first down. So Dom Salinetro, 55 yards on the ground.
Looked like a busted play because looked like he was running the option and wasn't running it with anyone. So as he was going down the line, decided, well, there's no one here for me to pitch. I might as well just cut up field and take it.
By the way, Palmyra in the books with a 17-0 win here tonight against Donegal. Palmyra, the only points they've given up this year is a touchdown against West Perry. As the pitch goes to Johnson, he breaks through the outside, and he is going to dive into the end zone for the touchdown. So no shutout tonight here for Middletown as Kenyon Johnson gets the 19-yard touchdown run, and the Mustangs are on the board.
Yeah, you don't have to do any research now, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, still a great effort by this team.
Yeah, we'll see what the Mustangs do here on the extra point attempt. They will leave the offense on the field. And now they will call timeout because it looked like they had no idea what they were going to run. So they'll take timeout here. And again, remember, Palmyra has one extra game in the books already because they started on week 0.
Right.
So they are now 4-0, and I believe they have 3 shutouts. The only point scored against them was by West Perry in a 35-7 victory. So that's the other team. Again, you look at Middletown and their schedule, well, and Milton Hershey as well. That's another tough game. So they're the 3 toughest games you have to feel for this team here this year. And the thing about that is they are all higher classification teams.
Right. Middletown 3A this year.
I believe West Perry is probably four.
I'm thinking four, yeah.
I know they're not three, and they're certainly not one or two. So here's the two-point conversion. Salentro under center. He's going to look to throw it. He is going to get crushed.
I don't even think he had a chance to look to throw it. He just stood up, and the next thing you know, he was getting batted down.
He put the football up as if he was going to throw it, and it looked like Radaball was all over him. That's Gage Radaball. He was all over him, and the conversion is no good. So we'll take timeout. 2:10 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Middletown 35, West Perry 6. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up homestyle meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
Ten of play here from West Perry High School, 35-6 Middletown with the lead. West Perry to kick off following that touchdown drive by the second unit as Kenyon Johnson takes it in from 19 yards out to put the score on the board for the Mustangs here this evening. Got a score update from Speed Eversole Stadium over Landis Field. 24-6 now, CD leading Wilson, about a minute and a half left to go in the third quarter. Kickoff goes to Mills, and he will pick it up as it was rolling around, and he'll get knocked down right away. And hey, it's Kenyon Johnson who makes the tackle there for West Perry.
Mills still looking to get the football in a run bag any way he can, but that time the ball took a hop and went back the opposite way away from him, and he wasn't able to get it quickly and get away from the gunner coming down. Kenyon Johnson does have some speed, so this should wind things down to end this game, and we'll have some comments after the game. Coach Brett Myers, and wrap things up with the stats and any out-of-town scores we can muster in our final few moments of the post-game show.
Yeah, and then we'll get out of here.
Mm-hmm. With a win. That's all that matters.
Split backfield, handoff up the middle. That is going to be Gage Radaball getting the give.
Number 40, Gage Radaball taking the handoff for the Blue Raiders.
Everyone's getting a piece of the pie tonight.
Yeah, a lot of different guys getting carries. Making me write a lot of different names in the book here.
Uh-huh.
Second down and 7. Split backfield. Ash is the quarterback. He'll hand it off. Coming near side, another different player with it. Edwin Figueroa with the carry. He gets a first down over gain of 14. Gets out of bounds at the 39-yard line.
Demonstrating speed, moving the chains. Clock under a minute. Another Middletown win going to 3-0 on the season.
45 seconds left, and you would think that it's just going to be one more play that is necessary for Middletown here.
I'm going to start making my way down to the sideline, Steve.
Sounds like a plan. First down and 10. 28 seconds left. Handoff, and that is going to go pretty much nowhere as Trayvon Joseph gets the carry, and he's going to lose a bunch of yards. He almost lost the football, actually, to did a good job of keeping it without fumbling it away. But Middletown does not need to run another play if they do not want to. 3 seconds left, and that will do it. We'll take timeout. Our final score here tonight, it was Middletown 35, West Perry 6. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up after this here in the Blue Raider Sports Network.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping,
anything under the sun can be done. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, PA 853-972.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
School football field. See, we John Wilsbach down on the field getting some post game comment from Brett Myers here shortly. I'll take a look at the post game statistics in this one for West Perry. Leading rusher on the ground was actually Dom Salinetro, quarterback in the second half for West Perry. 6 carries, 55 yards. Kenyon Johnson was second. He had 5 carries, 41 yards, and he did have the touchdown run tonight for the Mustangs. Terrence Quaker, 10 carries, 39 yards. Cameron May, 8 for 23. John Nagley, 1 for 5. Gabe Pawlowski, 9 for 18. Tad Ziegler, 2 for 4. Receiving, Jake Quaker, 3 for 31. Terrence Quaker, 2 for 17. Joe Riesinger, 1 for 4. Nate Salancho, 1 for 4. And Kenyon Johnson, 1 catch for 3 yards. Passing, Dom Salinetto, 4 for 5, 27 yards. Cameron May was 4 for 11 for 34 yards and threw one interception. Team totals for West Perry on the ground, 41 carries, 185 yards, 61 yards passing. Sacked once for a loss of 9, 237 yards of offense for West Perry in this one. For Middletown, leading rusher, Jalen Thompson, 9 carries, 169 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Brady Fox, very limited tonight, 3 carries, 62 yards, but did have a touchdown. Jose Lopez, 5 for 29. Antonio Gamble, 2 for 2. Chase Snavely, 1 for 4. Abel Vaderbush, 4 for 25. Kyle Truesdale, 1 for 25. Gage Radabaugh, 1 for 3. Trayvon Joseph carried it one time for a loss of 9. Edwin Figueroa, 1 for 14. Receiving, Trey Leach, 2 catches, 63 yards, and a touchdown. Tyre Mills, 1 for 32. Ryan Hughes, 1 for 8. Corbin Stetler, 2 for 35. Chase Snavely, 6 for 6, 138 yards, and a touchdown. Team totals for Middletown on the ground, 28 carries, 324 yards, 138 through the air, 462 yards of total offense for Middletown here tonight. The scoring recap, for Middletown, 5 touchdowns in the first half. All those read them down. Trey Leeds, 38-yard pass from Snavely. Jalen Thompson, a 3-yard touchdown run. Brady Fox, a 4-yard run. Then Thompson, a 75-yard run and a 15-yard run, those last two in the second quarter. Cuneo was 3 for 4 on the extra points, and then Thompson, tacked on the two-point run after the last one. And that made it 35-0 at halftime. West Perry got one in the fourth quarter, second unit in the game for both teams. Kenny and Johnson, a 19-yard touchdown run. Extra point run failed. Gives a final score of 35-6. Now let's take it down to John Wilsbach with Brett Myers.
Control and didn't have to do too much in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, the goal was to get in here and play as best we could, and our kids did that. They, you know, they didn't look past West Perry, and that was pretty clear in the first quarter.
Dominating performance by the offensive line. Thompson had all room to run all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, the line takes pride in that. They enjoy looking at some of the running back stats, and with Jay and Brady, they kind of own that. They like looking at it, and tonight they deserve what they see.
Defensively, they couldn't West Perry couldn't get anything going. Your guys were swarming them.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working all week, Coach Ortiz and Coach Souders, on making sure our guys are running to the ball, and our kids answered that call and did that tonight.
How key was it to get your guys to play a good first half and then give them the break so you don't get any injuries, rest some guys, and be ready for a big game next week?
Well, you know, not too worried about next week. I'm not really sure who we play, but it is important to be able to get some of those young guys on the field and get them experience. You know, I mean, you got to be a program that develops players, and the best way to do that is get them on the field.
We'll see you next week, Coach.
Thanks.
Brett Myers, Middle Tech coach, back upstairs to you, Steve.
All right. Thank you very much, John. As Brett Myers, obviously pretty happy, so they didn't know who they were playing next week. I think kind of knew in the back of his mind who was coming to town next week, as Middletown will face East Pennsboro next week in a fairly big showdown here early in the season. We'll go through some of the scores that we have at this point. We have final score, Shippensburg beat Bermudian Springs 28-24. That is a final. I do know that still 21-14, Cumberland Valley leading Bishop McDevitt. McDevitt has the ball, so that game certainly still up in the air. You have a final score from East Pennsboro, or actually from Greencastle, as East Pennsboro wins tonight 28-16. So East Pennsboro will be 3-0, and Middletown will be 3-0 when they meet on the field next week. Again, that's a home game for Middletown. Let's see the home stands filled up in blue and gold. Some of the other final scores we have: Palmyra beat Donegal tonight 17-0. Camp Hill over James Buchanan 46-0. Lower Dolphin beat Cedar Crest 10-7. They held on at the very end of that game. We have Central Dolphin leading Wilson 24-6. That near the end of the third quarter.
And you can hear that game on our alternate stream, WMSSFM.com, on the TuneIn app. Choose the alternate stream.
Yeah, and one correction, Cumberland Valley actually leads 24-14. Okay. So that is a two-score game. McDevitt driving with just over a minute to go. So probably not going to be there for McDevitt tonight. They're going to drop to 1-3 on the season.
All right, we're back on the air tomorrow. LVC football, 1245 at Stevenson. Tune in for that on WMSS, WMSSFM.com, 1510, GoDutchman.com. For all the action. We are back on the air next Friday night. Middletown hosting East Penn. Come on out, support those Blue Raiders. 6:40 with the airtime, 7:00 with the kickoff next Friday night. So we hope to see you maybe at the Pumpkin Festival at the Middletown home on Sunday, or at the Ice Cream Social for the 125th birthday of Royalton on Sunday. However your weekend ends up, we hope you spend it with us here on WMSS, and tomorrow morning, bright and early, with the All Oldies Saturday. Thanks to our studio producers, Damar Parker and Darren Rank, for Steve Leedy. This is John Wilsbach. Again, our final score, Middletown 35, West Perry 6. Blue Raiders unbeaten at 3-0, and you heard it here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
You've been listening to Blue Raider Football on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Hetrick Center, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, Black Horse Tavern, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, Jack's Auto Sales, Brownstone Cafe, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, DHL, J&J Pizzeria, with kids in mind. The Middletown Home, Gingrich Memorials, JD's Junction, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, Middletown Pharmacy, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, and Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS. WMSS would like to thank the following major contributors for their support. Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, Midpen Bank, Don Fury Construction, 230 Cafe, Steelton Italian Club, Fortney Printing, Seabird's Garage, Jack's Auto Sales, Middletown Home, Lebanon Valley College, Gingrich Memorials, Jazz Land, Middletown Pharmacy, Weaver's Glass and Building Specialties, Kerman Eye Associates, Post Acute Medical, Burrow Bar and Grill, TJ's Car Wash, JD's Junction, Middletown Alumni Association, Members First Federal Credit Union, J&J Pizzeria, Brownstone Cafe, Hughes Awards, Linda Grady Mahaffey Remax Realtor, XL, ER Lighting Company, CD Rams Club, and Glassmeyer Printing. Thanks again to these businesses and sponsors for their support of WMSS.
You've been listening to WMSS Middletown. WMSS is owned and operated by the Middletown Area School District and is licensed to operate as a non-commercial, non-profit broadcast station serving the Middletown and surrounding community areas. WMSS is licensed to operate at 91.1 megahertz, channel 216, with an effective radiated power of 475 watts, both horizontally and vertically. WMSS's main studios and transmitter are located at the Middletown Area Middle School, 215 Oberlin Road, Middletown, Pennsylvania. WMSS is staffed by volunteer students from the Middletown Area School District. WMSS receives its funding from the Middletown Area School District, area businesses, and other interested individuals and organizations. Join us again tomorrow as WMSS begins another program day.